This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. Ronald Francis Grady, age 62, of Bad Axe, appeared before Honorable Judge Gerald M. Prill in Huron County Circuit Court on Monday, December 15th, for sentencing after a jury convicted him of retaliating against a witness, a felony offense. He gets 300 days in jail with credit for one day served. He must report to jail by 9 a.m. on January 7th of 2026. And he was deemed eligible for participation in the PA 511 program, or work release. A Huron County jury found Grady guilty on October 22nd this year after deliberating for approximately 40 minutes. The conviction stems from an incident that occurred on December 27th, 2024, at a Bad Axe bar. Grady, who was subject to a personal protection order prohibiting contact with a woman, returned to the bar after initially leaving. He then became confrontational with the woman's fiancé, making threatening remarks, including stating he was a dead man and attempting to provoke a fight. During the investigation, Grady admitted to police he made a threatening statement towards the fiancé, saying there would be a day of reckoning for him, because of his prior testimony during the PPO hearing. Grady was sentenced as a habitual offender, fourth offense, which allows for enhanced penalties under Michigan law. During this month's St. Clair City Council meeting, a valued employee was recognized for his years of service. Police Chief Tim Raker is retiring on December 19th after more than 44-year career in public service, of which 8 of those years were in service to St. Clair. In honoring him, Raker has also been recognized for establishing the Citizens Police Academy. For his years of service and leadership, the council presented Raker with a certificate of appreciation. Another highlight of the meeting was accepting the $3,710 donation from the St. Clair Police Foundation Youth Program to be used to help launch initiatives aimed at engaging young people in public service and public safety. In other matters, the council accepted a $375,000 grant from the Michigan Department of Transportation to pay for curb and gutter replacement and road work from Fredmore Highway to Kearney Drive. The city also approved contracting with Great Lakes Contracting Solutions for catch basin repair work, totaling $106,768. Also, the city council set its 2026 meetings to be at 6 p.m. on the first and third Mondays of the month. And authorities in northern Michigan have released new details in the death investigation of 22-year-old Rebecca Park, whose body was found in Manistee National Forest last month after she vanished from Boone Township. According to a probable cause affidavit filed December 12th in Wexford County, Park's mother, Courtney Bartholomew, age 40, and stepfather, Bradley Bartholomew, age 47, are accused of killing her and removing her unborn child, who was nearly full term. Prosecutors alleged the couple carried out premeditated plan amounting to torture and murder. Both remain jailed without bond on multiple felony counts, including first degree and felony murder, torture, and assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth. The filing states Courtney Bartholomew confessed to cutting the fetus from her daughter's womb in an attempt to save the baby, claiming her husband was the child's father, and claim he denies. Investigators say digital evidence placed the couple near where Park's body was discovered November 25th. An autopsy found Park no longer pregnant at the time of her death, and officials have not confirmed whether the baby's remains were recovered. Park's sister, Kimberly Park, 21, faces separate charges of tampering with evidence and lying to police and is under house arrest. Park's fiancé, Richard Fowler, age 43, was arrested on unrelated drug charges but is not accused in her death. The Bartholomews are scheduled for preliminary hearings as prosecutors continue gathering forensic and digital evidence, and the homicide investigation remains ongoing. And we'll return right after this.
We at Bayport State Bank would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Tracy Zeal from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of the many area merchants, we invite you to shop locally this holiday season. Whether your shopping list is short or long, your hometown businesses have many great gift-giving ideas. And how about that hard to buy for a relative or a friend? Your local area merchants have just the gift or a variety of gift certificates tailored for every budget. Christmas is a joyous time. Take time to reflect on the true meaning of this Christmas season and enjoy your holiday with family and friends. The Bayport State Bank's employees wish everyone the best for this holiday season and throughout the new year.
Bayport State Bank, your community bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back with your national and international news. The White House has expanded its travel restrictions to include additional Arab and African countries, citing security risk, terrorist activity, and organized crime as justification for new visa and entry limits. Civil liberty groups and immigrant advocates condemn the move as discriminatory and say it will separate families, disrupt students and workers, and further strain U.S. relations with several majority Muslim nations. And a new update on the Russia-Ukraine war details ongoing shelling, drone strikes, and localized ground clashes as the conflict reaches day 1,392, with both sides reporting limited gains but significant infrastructure damage. International organizations are continuing to document civilian casualties and displacement, calling for stronger adherence to humanitarian law, even as diplomacy struggles to secure a lasting ceasefire. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the Thumb.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And from our family here at Thumb Broadcasting, we wish you a very Merry or Happy Holidays.